I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Wild Magic School Bus. We're absolutely thrilled to have you on board. I'm Michelle, and before we set off on our adventure, here's the heads up. This Dungeons & Dragons podcast may feature fantasy violence, language, mature themes, and other subjects that could be upsetting, so please keep that in mind. Listener discretion is always advised. Now, if you're all set, grab your seatbelt and get ready because it's going to be a wild ride.
Fun fact, P-Money is my rapper name. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wild Magic School Bus, the most unprofessional RPG podcast you will ever hear.
Piper?
I hardly know her! Hey! The most unprofessional RPG podcast you will ever hear. I, of course, am your GM, Calvin Piper, and these fine folk play the game with me. So, tonight's prop players will be going around and introduce ourselves. If you could, and make this brief, for the love of God. Oh, there it is. That's adorable. Wow. So much hair. Yep. So much hair. Tonight's prompt is to go around the room and make this fast for me. For the love of all things sacred and holy, please make this fast for me. If you could wipe from your memory a book series or a TV show or a movie and watch it again or read it again for the first time.
Oh, that like you hate it and you just want to get rid of it.
No, not the hate. We'll do that for another one.
If you could, if you could.
If you could remove it.
Burn
so that you
a
could,
book.
No, no, not
from
that.
From history.
No. If you could purge it from your memory so that you could then enjoy it one more time, what would it be?
You like, assume I've read a book.
The wonder and the joy of
that's why I said TV show,
Matt. For the first time. The first time. Yeah. That's good. Dragon Ball Z.
Hmm?
Oh, shit. I was going to say, Yeah.
Probably.
Yours is Dragon Ball Z?
No, him.
Oh. How about
you let Drew and I are doing this new intro where we just do everyone else's prompts.
Cool. How about we just let everyone do their own prompts?
No, me next.
No, that is a good one, though. My name is...
That'd be great.
What? Matt's going to do this intro right now.
Yeah, I do. My name is Matt. I play Zook, Magoop, Male, Tortle, Wizard 6, level 6. And, yeah, Dragon Ball is a good one. I do rewatch that frequently. And
You think that's it?
Yeah, probably.
All those filler episodes, all of
The caveat was if I have the attention span that I did as a kid, and it just captured my imagination, because all the filler stuff now is like.
So gosh. I haven't seen a lot of it, but my takeaway from Dragon Ball Z was that, like,
I know
many of the episodes are just like. Switching from one still to another with like intense music over it, but and everyone's like,
they're charging a spirit bomb, dude. Have some respect.
That's right.
In the manga, it all makes sense, but like when they say you have 5 minutes till this planet blows up, and it's like 10 episodes worth of content, it's like,
it sounds like a Christopher Nolan movie.
Yeah,
the entire film takes place in 5 minutes over the course of 3 hours,
basically.
It's just exploring how, you know, like, everyone has their own unique perspective, and the only way to truly encapsulate a moment is to explore all of those.
Yeah, everything, everywhere, all at once.
Shit, did they already do that? I thought I was coming up with something.
Yeah, Chris Nolan's like, wait, I'll do the American version.
Oppenheimer.
American really Pie Oppenheimer?
That's really annoying that he named it to actually represent what, like, he's doing with the movie. I like movies that have names that don't really... Like, you have to really know. You're like, oh, you finally see the to the end, and you're like, that's where they got the name from.
Shrek.
Dark Knight.
All right, I'm Will. I play Bodius, the only level 6 sorcerer. And I would really like to eliminate the Lord of the Rings just because I would want to only ever watch the extended editions.
Nice.
And just watch those in perpetuity.
Just do them again. Here you go. I like it.
My name's Michelle, and I play Nell Webb, little forest gnome bard. And I recently actually had this thought because I was telling somebody else about this book series, and they are just now starting it and like describing it to me, and they have like thimbles worth of knowledge, and I have everything else. Throne of Glass. It's super, super good. No.
Question. Mm-hmm. Is that romantasy?
It is not. It is fantasy first. Romance is a subplot.
A finance.
Question.
It's a financial book.
In your opinion, is Game of Thrones romantasy?
No, that's...
I'm just saying, the levels. Like... Okay.
Very similar. Okay. I would say similar, okay. Where it's like it is mostly like action, adventure, fantasy, and then romance is in there.
Because
but
that's an
it is
of human
not
life.
Yes, okay. But it's not like the main thing.
Okay, I'll check it out.
So, where on the pie chart is nudity in comparison to Game of Thrones? In Throne of Glass,
wait, the fantasy series called Nudity.
What
the high fantasy?
Yeah,
novel
yeah, yeah.
Series
the one that we are
nudity?
Writing in our spare time together.
That's spelled N O O T.
Do you guys bring all that spare time here? Because that's what it feels like.
Sorry, we don't have time to workshop ideas.
Oh, wait, no, we're writing it now.
Oh, great.
That's what this podcast is.
No, it's not. I'm here to tell
man,
you.
We peel back the curtain 80 episodes.
For the last 25 episodes or whatever.
27.
Yeah.
The reality is that Calvin has not been uploading any of this. It will only be uploaded after we drop the series.
That sounds like somebody who's never listened or watched any of the episodes I've posted.
Sometimes when I miss an episode, I listen to the podcast so that I can figure out what it is I didn't catch the week before.
I appreciate that, even if it is a lie.
I watch YouTube because we are cute.
One of my friend's wives said her favorite part is the part at the beginning and the part at the very end when everyone's being goofy.
Yeah.
And that's why we do it at the beginning and the end.
And because they nowhere else.
It the whole time. It was just like, I really like when you guys are just being silly. Like, stop it. You're too wholesome.
Thank you.
Hey, my name is Zach. I play Kestis Thimbleweed. He's a centaur druid. And I was going to say a TV show, but then I wanted to sound like a big brain guy who reads books.
Okay.
The Bible.
So instead, I'm going to go with the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy series, the Hitchhiker's Quartet, just because I think...
The BBC miniseries.
If I was going to do it, I would do the movie, actually. I think the movie is delightful.
God, such a good movie.
Good movie.
But those books, like, they're... The way that he writes, they're just, like... combinations of words that don't really mean anything, but they elicit a very specific feeling.
Yeah, of course.
And I would love to just like find that again to be like, oh, yeah, sure. I guess a sperm whale and a bowl of petunias are falling from the sky. That works. Why not? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like the big joke at the end of that scene is the bowl of petunias thinking, oh, not again. And I think that's wonderful.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I love it.
So very
I love
good.
It.
Mm. I am Maddie B, and I play Wyatt Masterson, the Herring God Rogue, level 6. I mean, it's hard not to say the Harry Potter stuff just because it's, you know, I will say I would do it for multiple reasons. One, just to experience the movies again, but two, to read the books before I watched the movies.
Mm-hmm.
I think the books are better.
That's nice. Oh, yeah. Great, great, great stuff.
The books are way better. I mean, they're all, everything's great.
Yeah.
Now I have to read the book. I just read a bunch of quotes.
Aren't they great?
I really have a hard time picking one. So just know that this isn't actually, like...
It's not your top. It's just one that you think
answer,
of.
Yeah, it's just one. I think the Star Wars.
Mm. Yeah. 1, 2, and 3.
I'd like a few.
Would you have knowledge?
I would like
4, 5, and 6.
I would like to try to see it in the order of the episodes, not as it was made, because I didn't get to do that. I saw the first One.
Phantom Menace is coming to AMC soon for the 20th anniversary.
Yep. Really? Yes, it is.
Oh, that's
or 25th awesome. Anniversary.
That's a great idea of watching them in chronological sequence without knowing the knowledge. I like that.
I'd like to do that, and then I'd also like to get to erase that again and then go back and watch the first three.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, and then compare.
For the first. No, oh, I don't want to compare.
Mm. Yeah.
Imagine that's knowing, like seeing Jar Jar Binks for the first time ever, like knowing nothing.
And knowing he's going to be a pivotal character in the next 9 films.
That's crazy.
Insane. Absolutely insane.
God, that would be very weird to see Jar Jar Binks introduced and then just be like.
That's it.
There you go. Misa not annoyed.
There you go.
Calvin, what's yours?
I do like to believe that Jar Jar Binks becomes a Snoke.
Yeah, it's a good theory. That is a good theory. If I have to, I mean, I'm with Drew. There's so many that I could pick that I'm just they're running through my head right now. But if I have to pick one, it's probably gonna be the Nickelodeon Avatar series because I'm watching it again. I'm watching it after I watched the Netflix one. I'm rewatching it and I love it, but I know what happens, and so like I hear about people that are like, oh, this is my favorite scene in this movie or show or this. I'm like, yeah. But I know these are happening, so I don't feel the same emotions. But then it's like I do feel some emotions, and I'm like, oh, to feel that, like, brand new.
Feels
oh,
like
would
the
be
first time.
Secret Tunnel for the first time.
For the first
time. Oh, that's first exactly time. The one Avatar? I was thinking of.
To watch.
That is my favorite. I don't think I can watch
To
that
watch Iroh's
Tale
for the first time would be.
Oh, that's really.
Because, like, it's such a good little blurb, and it's like, I want to see it. Fresh
I
again.
I want to argue that Iroh's Tale is up there with that episode of The Last of Us with.
With the two guys,
Peter Dinklage.
No, Frank and
Bill.
Bill, thank you. Yes, that's
I was
also
trying to,
yes.
Nick Offerman is
Ron
the
Swanson.
By the way,
an incredible show.
Really good.
BK's Neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's.
Are them?
You think it's Frank and Bill?
I do.
Oh. Wait, what?
It's the same kind of house.
One way to find out. We got to start a zombie apocalypse and see what happens.
BK,
I would love to go back
BK's
and play The Last
neighbor,
of Us again for the first
his
time.
His name is Jerry Angel.
I couldn't even begin to tell
my,
you the games I would go back and play for the first time.
Janitor in elementary school.
If you want to find out for yourself, listeners, we'll send the address. And the
yeah, if you want to find out, we'll
address
we'll
will be in the description of.
We'll dox his address.
He loved Halloween so much, and you can definitely tell that there is a difference in like what you can get away with in schools and stuff now. Because I remember going to elementary school and watching when it was like October, watching a hooded. Grim Reaper mop our floors
with the scythe on the end
during
of
the,
mop. The
during the day. Yeah, it was great.
You know this what? Was it, the, this it was also the, was pre-Columbine.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, Columbine, that famous scythe killing.
There's nothing wholesome about this podcast.
No,
not even of, Matt Yang, and he's so wholesome.
He is wholesome. That is for sure. All right.
I'm not even going to comment on that.
No, just let it happen, my friend. With all that out of the way, let's go ahead and jump into... Before we jump into, we'll go ahead and introduce our...
patron of the month.
Our only patron. No.
Don't tell them.
We have a surprise guest who surprised me a day before we recorded, so he wasn't able to be on the podcast, but he's still here with us in our hearts don't and in the room. Everyone welcome our only patron, Will Moon.
Is that what you get?
He is the only patron. If you want him to not be the only patron, you wish to dethrone him. Subscribe
to Patreon. Do you want to be the April patron today. Of the month?
If you...
Can't wait for the calendar.
Thank you.
I'm saying
did you see May's patron of the month? Oh my god.
And guys...
And we're back. And with all that out of the way, let's jump into episode 28 of the Wild Magic School Bus. So the last time we were here, the group had gathered a list from one of the residents of the void, a list of arcane objects that are said to help create a spell that could help them escape the void.
So the gang set to work, looking for opportunities and ways to collect these items. Met with mixed success on most of them, but did uncover more information and more lore about the void itself, including a very tense conversation between Wyatt and an individual known as Seisha, who claimed that Wyatt was more than meets the eye. But before any information could be revealed in any grand extent, Caden stepped in, who runs the void and kind of keeps things copacetic. Shortly after that conversation and that departure, there was an incident where Seisha was seen leaving the void, swimming out into the deep, dark blue ocean of the sea around them, before blinding flashes, resounding booms, and something known as a reef hammer claimed another victim, leaving the party in a little bit of a shock, including Barrios, who was the last to say, "This is where hope dies." And that is where we find ourselves tonight, with everybody kind of standing around dealing with the after effects of whatever happened out there.
Not again. Every single time it seems like somebody gets struck by lightning, eaten by a reef shark. When will it end?
simple point of clarification. I don't believe a reef hammer is explicitly a shark, but I don't know for a fact.
Like, I mean, it would have to be like an exploding shark or a shark who could cause concussive explosions like that.
That'd be a really, really fast...
The term hammer is probably used because of the concussive explosion. It's as if something like...
There's more hammer than it is anything.
Yeah. Maybe the secret lies in finding out what the reef pot means.
I don't want to be that guy, but it seems pretty self-explanatory.
Actually, could you just start explaining, like, everything? You've been here before, right? And I don't know, the past few hours feel like we've just been kind of, like, off on our own trying to, like, blindly figure everything out.
Yeah, I feel like you've done a great job to this point. Reef hammer, it's not something that you want to mess with. You could almost look at them in a sense as if they are prison guards, because you go too far away from the prison, well, it's kind of where you're not safe anymore, and that's when the reef hammers will,
It does seem to kind of, like, randomly, concuss. I don't know what other word. Strike?
I mean, it's almost as if an implosion and an explosion happened simultaneously.
Yeah, but why so random? I mean, like, it took a while before it got him.
I mean, I don't know how random it is. If you are just outside of the zone, you know, doing your usual duties, usually you're going to be fine.
Okay, but when before it got him, it was like we were hearing the concussion over and over various places, and then it got him.
Yeah, have you ever heard of the Screaming Eels? Similar principle.
There are multiple of them, and it's like, no, I don't get it.
Well, screaming, you know, a screaming eel's about to attack because you hear the screaming eels.
Oh, okay.
What do they sound like?
So it's like when a big shark is like nom 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 the whole time until it gets to you. It's like each bite isn't a real bite; it's just a nom.
Yeah, the first few bites are like a dun, mm-hmm. You know. Yeah.
I don't think sharks make a noise.
All right, a residential shark expert.
I was one earlier today.
No, that's like snoring, though. You don't know if you snore unless someone records.
We all just think you're full of shit. Like, Kess just is a child and he thinks like a child.
I think sharks make noise, dude.
Listen,
all right.
Thanks, big guy.
You're just as smart as every other smart person in the world, bud. This kid's going nowhere.
Not to college, that's for sure. Because he's an orphan.
Because he's poor. Oh. I don't have any.
Oh my god, you're a porphin?
I think most orphans are poor most of the time.
Bruce Wayne.
Who's that? Oh, wait. I think he had
parents. Richie Rich's parents are alive. They loved each other very much. Remember, their treasures were the memories they made.
Not Jesus.
That was a reverse orphan. That was parents whose kid died. Not kid whose parents died.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, reverse orphan. You know, when life takes its natural cycle.
But what's a reverse Santa? Uh-huh. You don't like thinking about a sexualized Santa either, do you?
Move on.
For the love of God, move on.
Reverse it.
Oh, wait, we're in character still?
There's no just happened?
Well, I don't know.
I think we've been down underwater for too long.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think I'm not sure you all are making sense anymore.
All right.
So where are we in the planning process? What do we still have to do? What do we need?
We were told by a kind druid that we should probably shut up about our planning. We should be quieter. Okay. Because of the powers that be, you may not like that we're trying to get out. Also, the gems that we need to complete this particular ritual are to be found on a shipwreck way down deep. And it is very dangerous to go there. That's all I know. Thank you.
We still need to get the big canvas, which I figure you guys who work in the laundry can put together. Hmm? Stone powder from the builders?
Chalk? Does anything on that list have to do with Julianne and carrots?
She sounds lovely.
No.
I don't know about carrots, but maybe this is a kitchen question. If you could... I don't know where our drinking water or other liquid components come from. But if there's anything corked, if you could give me a bit of cork, that could be useful.
All right.
And then also just maybe a bit of, I don't know exactly what's in those protein bars.
It's best that you don't know, but what do you need?
Anything sort of a piece of a straw or a reed of some kind.
Okay.
Just anything at all. Something small... grass-like.
What if you told me what you're trying to do?
That's just exactly what I need for a couple of spells that I think can be helpful.
Casting spells. Okay, yeah, for sure. I'll take care of that.
So like a piece of straw or something straw-like?
I mean, it's a piece of straw or a reed are both options. Wait, if there's something that is extremely convincingly straw-like, I'm not... especially familiar with these sort of details in the magical world, I usually just find something that works.
We're in the ocean. There could be straw up Zook's nose right now.
Zook, can we check your nose for a straw?
I'm wondering if there's something we could get, harvest from the ocean, and then just dry out. Nope. And
that's, like, I
the dried
that
version
too.
Of it would be straw-like.
Seaweed.
I did have some straw, perfect. But I think Shanks took them and made a shank out of it.
Oh, I'll talk to Shanks. I'll get that straw back.
I'll check
back.
The shank pile.
True.
Check the shank pile for some straw.
Zook, would you like to come with me? You can distract
also see
Shanks
if they
while I...
made any shanks out of chalk or squid ink.
Okay.
Preferably bioluminescent kind.
Chalk shank.
I could maybe
redemption.
Help out with squid ink next time I'm in the water.
Redemption.
I feel like
the name of
chalk
this
shank redemption.
We could probably find
that's
squid ink
stuff.
While we dive.
Huh?
While we're diving, we could probably find squid ink.
Yeah, exactly. Or he could turn into a bioluminescent squid and poop some out.
You know, Calvin, that actually is a really good way to just...
I could maybe make that happen. Turn into a bioluminescent squid.
Please don't do it. Right
I'm going to... Well, no, this doesn't seem like the right
you guys
time
made me ink.
It.
I was going to say, who's going to make you ink?
I think squids can just choose to do that.
Squids have the ability to just decide.
I don't think they have to be afraid of something.
Well,
wow,
no
you
fun.
Think?
We don't have to get weird with it this time.
I think we actually probably don't need to get weird with it nearly as often as we do.
How are you gonna get weird with?
I'm just stuck on thinking about a squid just out there doing nothing and then just being like, whatever. And he just keeps walking.
I don't think they do it for fun.
Well, I think God of, thinks that.
Could I?
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's like a defense mechanism, so you need to be triggered.
Could I talk to Caden about getting switched to outdoor duty for a little bit? I do know that
can either change their like, camouflage skin tone
Caden,
at because
he's the one that gave us all jobs, right?
Yeah. Or squidding.
Can I talk to him about getting put on the outside for a little bit?
Yeah, Sucker. Absolutely.
But the placard at the aquarium, the fantasy aquarium, didn't say anything about them doing it at any other point in time.
So you're going to go talk to Caden.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm going to follow behind as
sure.
He
yeah.
goes to talk
easy
to him.
To do.
Me too.
Yeah, I want to go talk to Caden.
Okay. Yeah, we can we can take numbers.
Stealthy.
What the f- starting with you.
Well, right, you don't so want us to come.
You go talk to Caden before anybody else does. And you're asking him to switch jobs.
Yes. Okay. I'm just going to approach Caden. Caden, I would like to request just for a brief period of time. I feel like my abilities aren't really being fully captured on the line as a member of the cook team. And if I could, I would like to join the swim crew for a couple weeks. I feel like I haven't been active enough, and I know that if I'm outside, literally swimming for my life on a daily basis, I could, one, be of more use to the void, and two, I could get shredded, which is everyone's goal in jail. Prison.
Make a... I'm going to say it's deception.
Is it deception?
Are you telling him the whole truth?
I'm telling him part truth. I mean, still I do want to get ripped.
Yeah.
I do think that my abilities are being misused, yeah. chopping carrots.
Yeah.
So what is it?
It's persuasion.
I don't
Will,
care
Will
either way.
Will is playing Caden, right?
A 14. sorry, Caden, a 14.
Oh, my bad.
No, you have a
choice. I was under the impression that cats didn't like water.
Common misconception. Some of us are okay with getting wet, just on our own terms.
Hmm. All right, Freebird. You got yourself a couple weeks.
Excellent. Thank you.
You missed quota one time, though? You go for a swim.
Have I ever disappointed you ever once, ever, Caden?
Truly didn't know your face till you were busted out of here.
Case so. Rested. Thank you. I will be there tomorrow morning.
So technically, no.
All right. So you go through. He takes you at your word, and you are able to go on the swim crew for a while. So good job.
Do I see anybody else with Caden at all aside from them? Like any.
People make a learn. Perception check.
I'm going to get diving shoes, those flippers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm joining you guys outside.
17.
With a 17, there isn't anybody immediately around him. Caden seems to be by himself in his cell, which is, for lack of a better term, centrally located, kind of near the top of the void, but in a spot that is easy for most people to get to. But he seems to be by himself in this area, in this quadrant, and there isn't a lot of other people around currently. It's middle of the workday, so most everyone's at their jobs doing stuff. But he seems to be by himself in his cell, kind of palming through some sort of a tome after Barrios leaves him.
Okay. I guess for right now, I'll go back with
okay.
Barrios.
All right. Anyone else doing anything in this moment as they are?
Yes, as working in the laundry, since mm-hmm. we need to get canvas, I was going to see if maybe there's some things that maybe I can either take to stitch together to make a big enough surface, or mm-hmm. if there's a big enough surface that I could just find.
Make an investigation check for me.
Little resourceful. Whoa. Good?
That's fitting.
I didn't. Yikes. So 50.
You've got a neck for it. You've got a neck for it.
No, I don't.
You don't have a neck for it?
I don't have a neck for it, dude. Damn it.
Why?
I just don't.
You don't.
What do you mean?
That? That's not one of your things. I thought we all had a knack.
We all have that.
We all have knack for
it. We get them every week.
We do.
Even Calvin has knacks.
How many do I get? 2d6?
It's written on your character sheets.
Yes, the answer is yes, Michelle. You get 2d6.
Barius does not have that
you
on his character
sheet. You can use one or both of them.
And you haven't added it yet.
Thanks. I haven't ever used them, so don't yell at me.
It's definitely not a DM.
Listen, for some, I just want everyone to know, for some people, this is their very first episode, and it's really helpful to explain these things, so.
15 total.
15 investigation total?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you used both your 2d6s or just one?
Both of them.
You used both of them. Okay. What'd you roll?
Shit. A 5.
A 5 on the 20 or the 5 on the... I want to know what the dice look like. I'm curious.
I rolled a 5 on my first die, and then one of my knack forts was a 3, and one of mine was a 5. And then I have a plus 2.
Oh, wow.
5, 3, 8, 9, 10.
To use everything to go up to
get to 15. Okay.
Yeah.
Blew it all.
With a 15...
That's good.
There is no fabrics that are large enough to do what you're doing or to be as big as you're hoping it to be. I don't even know if you know how big of a canvas you're looking for specifically.
One to stretch across the whole of the bottom floor.
Maybe there's like a movie night canvas that's like in disuse.
There is not.
Hey, Nell, what you doing?
Looking for canvas?
Yeah, it was, you're a seamstress, right?
Correct.
You ever made a quilt?
Of course.
Yeah, so you put a lot of little tiny pieces together to make one really big piece?
Yeah, it's just been.
That was also one of the things I was looking for, is like smugglable fabrics.
Smugglable fabrics?
Which is a new NPC.
Excuse me, what is it you're doing down here? And you can see the quartermaster walks up to you. He's like, you're not supposed, you're a diver. You're supposed to be out there diving.
Yeah, I'm a diver, that's right.
Well, then what are you doing here in the quartermaster room?
Visiting my friend.
Visitation can be done at the end of the day, not during the day. Be gone now. Oh, goodbye.
I get you the moon, Mary.
Goodbye.
Wait, listen.
So there's a quartermaster master?
The master of quartermaster.
The master quartermaster.
Quartermaster.
Hey, wait, before you kick me out, I just want to let you know.
I'm saying, but we're quartermasters, so are we not on
No, you're not quartermasters. You work for the quartermaster.
This is the assistant to the quartermaster.
No,
we're like quartermaster.
We're like a 6th. We're like a 16th master.
Kind of like Drew is like
a dime master. You get inspiration even though you're not playing well.
If I was 16th, I'd get tribal benefits, so no, thank you very much. I'm a 32nd. If you say 32nd, then you don't have to prove it to anyone. Okay, white people?
Stop!
Oh my god!
Drew's on rare.
Drew's on the most chaotic energy I've seen him on in months.
He's fully embracing the chaotic evil.
What is in
truly
this?
Is.
No, he's chaotic neutral. Not an evil about that.
Chaotic goofy.
Yeah.
There you go. Chaotic silly.
Old chaotic goofy.
Yeah. Hey, before you leave, I just want.
I'm not going anywhere. I work here.
Oh, before I leave. I just want to let you know you have both a soothing and authoritative tone. I like it. It's great.
Well, thank you.
Chow.
We're not chow. It doesn't matter.
A chaotically goofy movie. Is that the sequel to the sequel?
I think so.
Nell, can you make an insight check for me?
Get a different dice, dude.
7.
Yeah, okay. All right. Moving on. Is anyone else doing anything as Nell? Well, with a 15, I would say you can't find any material that is big enough, but you're a seamstress. You could probably stitch it together, given enough materials.
I will be taking a half an inch off of everybody's pant legs for the next 6 years.
Everyone's
that's about as long
Ashley's
as it's going to take.
Just G-strings in 6 weeks.
How do my shorts turn into, or my pants turn into Hoochie Daddy shorts?
Because you look better that way. Look at your
yay! Hey, well, all right, all right.
I mean, look at rabbit butt cheeks. They're adorable.
Haunches.
Are we at the portion of the day where it's maybe time to go swim and things?
If you would like to, yeah, if you would like to embark on your duties for the day, you're more than welcome to do so.
So, I would like to do my job.
Okay, done. But no role needed.
D&D's so easy. Before I do jump into the water,
I'm going to go for the same routine as last time, where I jump into the water, turn into a reef shark, look around as a reef shark.
Sure.
But before I wild shape into a reef shark, I'm going to cast locate object.
Okay.
For example, a singular amethyst that I've been told is in a shipwreck somewhere around here.
Okay.
Go ahead. It's 1,000-foot range.
Okay.
So I know it's below, so I'm gonna head for down. Thinking,
you're going straight down.
If nothing else, you know, I can swim fast enough that if I'm down lower, I could still get my hole for the day.
Yeah.
And just see if I can sense the bottom.
Someone came to play D&D.
You have an hour, right?
On my work?
Yes.
I believe that's what we said was an hour.
Well, you have wild shape. Everyone else has the respirators that give them an hour.
Yes.
You have wild shape, so it's not.
Wild shape now lasts 3 hours.
Oh, so you have 3 hours to do this. Okay, very cool.
And because of me being a turtle, I have an extra hour.
You have an extra hour as well. Okay. So you can begin to dive.
Twice too.
You can begin to dive down and go. Casting locate object. How long does that last?
Let's find out. Just a quick double check. Locate object lasts for 10 minutes.
Swim fast.
Okay.
excuse me. Yeah, what's your fastest fish form?
Shark.
Barracuda.
Go ahead. As you're swimming, go ahead and this is going to be a straight D20 roll to see how lucky you are in this first 10 minutes of you swimming.
6 lucky.
That's 6 times the normal luck.
You cover, for as fast as you are as a reef shark, you cover a vast amount of the ocean floor, swimming down further than you had before, which is saying something because most of the obsidian coral is located on the rock shelf. So there's no reason to come down here into the deep water itself. You go down for the 10 minutes that you do. You don't locate anything. You also don't reach any bottom yet.
Perfect.
What's your swim speed?
40 feet.
Gotcha.
You get the sense. Go ahead and make a nature check for me.
I'm great at those. 6.
Okay.
Wait, what kind of a shark are you?
A reef shark.
You stupid one. Sorry.
You get the sense that wherever this shipwreck is, it is down below. You are correct in assuming that.
But it'd be crazy if it was above.
The fact that you don't know how deep it is makes you wonder if, even as a shark, you could get down there. Yes.
Whenever he's done, I'd like to do a thing.
Sure. So you, after the 10 minutes, locate after spell does fade away. Are you continuing to search?
That's 10 minutes down. I've got 3 hours if I want it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go down for the rest of the first half hour.
Okay. So you go down for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good call. You go down for about a half hour. At about the 25-minute mark, 30-minute mark, you do reach the bottom of the ocean. And as a reef shark, I don't know if you have dark vision, but I'm going to say, being that you are a shark down here, you get the sense that this is deep.
I have 30-foot blind sight.
Well, that's going to help you here because down here at the bottom, light does not exist.
Radar.
You can sense, and it's an odd sensation because when you look up, you can see a dark shade of blue above you, but past about 45 degrees down, darkness.
Sucks, dude.
And you are swimming around with blind sense. You're able to avoid objects and other creatures that might be lurking down here. Go ahead and, actually, I'd like to ask this. Are you being cautious or are you just swimming?
I think for now I'm just swimming.
Okay.
I think I was just trying to get to the bottom. And then I was going to turn around and come back up if I didn't see anything.
Okay. You swim around for the few minutes that you're down there, you can sense that this is a rocky terrain down here. There's not much sediment or sand.
But it is like a hard surface with many kind of jettisoning rocks and outcroppings. You do find very quickly there are a lot of alcoves and caves down here too. Openings that lead to something or another. But by a stroke of mad luck, nothing returns the favor of you poking and prodding in their homes. Make a perception check for me, if you would, down here. 6?
It's the same thing I rolled to get 6s before.
But it's now that's great.
Rolling a lot of 4s tonight.
Oh, geez, buddy. With a 10, you do see at one point there is off in the distance some form of a light. As you're kind of swimming around here, your blind sense kind of fades for a moment, and you can actually see with vision. You can see off in the darkness just this kind of grayish pulse that kind of holds for a few seconds and then dims. And it does it again and then dims. Kind of like a light on top of a tower during a fog. You see it, it holds, and then it goes away. And that's it. But it is definitely, it's not close to you. It is definitely a ways away. Yes, Connie. Or Drew. Whichever one.
So was this, he went swimming on his, like, normal schedule, right?
Yes.
Our normal schedule was his normal schedule.
So correct.
We are in the water.
You are.
I can't, okay. How long have you been doing this?
Half an hour.
About a half hour, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Cool. All
right.
I just want...
Sure.
Wanted to establish that. So I know the limit, Connie's limit. Connie knows his limitations.
Yes.
He didn't continue to follow this guy when he kept going deeper.
No.
He, you know, he's doing
no, he went off like a shark on a mission, and you know,
so
you're
I'm doing
bullish.
My job.
Shark on
yeah.
a mission.
Yeah.
Like a shark out of hell.
Probably looking for
obsidian
squidding.
Coal.
Oh.
Obsidian. Oh.
Chalk.
Okay. Chalk.
Underwater
chalk.
Deep sea
chalk.
Well,
I mean, that's your intelligence.
Probably the thing you're most likely to find off that list just yeah. swimming around.
okay.
Chalk is made up of microscopic sea organisms from long ago, so it would exist in...
As living sea organisms.
No.
I want to get just a little bit closer to this light source.
Sure.
To the point that I can make out whether it is something, some sort of bioluminescent sure. squid.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not.
Yeah,
okay.
I was going to look for that too.
Yeah. So you
I'm
make your
make
way.
My prediction. I'm going to put it here. Audience, you'll be able to see it. They won't.
You begin to head towards the light. Go ahead. Are you moving? Are you still just going?
I don't love the situation. I'm going to move
sure.
cautiously.
Okay, so go ahead and make a stealth check for me, just perfect. So we have that. And I will say go ahead and make it with advantage, because it is limited sight down here.
Well,
you're an apex predator.
Whoa, I rolled a 19 and a 20.
Oh, wow, natural 20.
So that is a total of 25.
With deft ease, you begin to cautiously move towards the light source, which is continuing to thrum. As you get closer, you can see that it is definitely bigger than you thought. You get maybe 50 yards out, and you can see it's still kind of hazy and hard to perceive from this distance as to what it is actually, but it is a large luminescent thing that is slowly just kind of, the entire body is just glowing and then dimming. And it is barely moving. As you've gotten closer too, the thing you notice pretty quickly is that there's a lot of them, all varying sizes. This one is the largest one, which is why you could see it from so far away. But there are multiple tinier ones that are all kind of within the space as well, because it begins, the whole world around you begins to kind of slowly flash with little lights, different, slightly different colors, grays, kind of maybe like a dirty blue or like a dull red, but just kind of all slowly undulating and pulsing. Go ahead and make another perception check for me as you're out here in this distance.
Come on, good rolls. Oh, that's a 23.
23. You've reached closer to an hour of being down here as you've gone. You see the big one as it's pulsing, and do notice there is a dark black solid like silhouette that is being illuminated by it.
Sure.
Three tall masts that are sticking up out of the ground, surrounded by these little lights. And as they continue to illuminate, and as you kind of stay in the space, you begin to get clarity here. There is a ship down here. And it is massive, but not as massive as the large creatures that are slowly just kind of drifting in the ocean around it. A very quick context would, you probably assume these are what everyone calls the sea ghosts.
Mm-hmm. So cattle, not cool, friendly squids.
These are not squids.
What you're saying is I have not found a bioluminescent squid.
Not here.
But there might be some. But there's also the shipwreck that I've been looking for.
There is a large ship that is off in the distance here.
That's nice.
When he comes back up, can I reconnoiter with him before I go on my shift down?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure you can. People, not everyone goes down at the same time. I will say that. Okay. People go down for an hour of the day at certain points because there's thousands of prisoners here. So it is, not everyone goes at once. So there are different shifts that are taken.
Yeah, seeing him resurface. Yeah.
Oh, I definitely haven't resurfaced yet.
Okay. I'm going to wait till you resurface.
That would be wild if you were just like, okay, I see this shit.
I found it, and I don't think it's possible for any of you to get down here.
3 to 8 hours left of this.
It's not impossible.
I need to just continue trying to move quietly. I need to just see if there's a big bag of gems sitting on the deck of the ship. I need to know about it.
Sure.
Deck gems. Yes, of course.
I'm gonna go ahead and roll to see. If you are perceived from here, you're going to continue to use your nat 20 roll on this one.
Perfect.
And with a 6, you begin to slowly swim through this field of sea ghosts, seemingly not regarded. You approach the ship, and it is a massive vessel, maybe 40 to 50 yards from one end to the other.
Stem to stern.
It is definitely been down here a long time. The wood has turned kind of a mottled gray, and whatever vegetation that can live down in these depths is definitely, it resides on most of it, but it's still intact. For the most part, there does seem to be a very large hole in one side of the ship, which as you do a little bit of poking and prodding, you can find and then begin to investigate. There is nothing on the deck. The deck is empty.
I had to find out.
Yeah. But you can go inside if that is something you would like to do.
I think I'm going to get in and look around, and I'm willing to spend up to the end of my second hour.
Okay.
Down here.
Sure. Absolutely.
So basically I'm assuming 45, 50 minutes.
Just about, yeah.
Poking around. I don't know if I'll need all that time to find
No.
Stuff.
Sure. Go ahead. Now, are you going to be using any kind of a light source, or are you just using your 30 feet of blind sense?
I'm
going to
use blind sense.
Okay. That will make these checks increasingly difficult because you're not being able to look. You're looking thoroughly, but it's in one very limited amount of space.
Sure.
So go ahead and make an investigation check for me to look around.
Unless I could get a moonbeam down here, I'm not sure I can help myself all that much.
If only there was a moonbeam that was down there with you right now.
An investigation check?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are a resident moonbeam.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, it'd be amazing.
I'm going to use a knack for it. Investigation is not my strong suit.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Ooh. 17?
17. You begin to search through this ship. And after probably about 20 minutes of kind of poking around, you don't find anything of note. You do, however, find there is a portion of the ship towards the back of the ship that there is still a solid wooden door barred and shut.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Just giving it sharky bumps.
Yeah, yeah, bumping into as best you can. This thick door has almost, for lack of a better term, has also begun to fossilize down here. It's begun to just, it's not giving way. In fact, it has just started to, the calcium of this ocean has started to cling to it and cause it to, even the hinges in the bar look like they're all becoming one element as time has just kind of worn away any distinguishable lines.
Okay. I do a moment of bumping up against it, and I'm not coming up again. I'm not coming up with a good way through it at this exact moment.
Sure.
So I'm going to start making my way back up.
Downtown?
Making my way back downtown.
In the world today. Takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your
time. I'm going to start heading back where I came from. On my way up, just keeping an eye out for any glowing squids.
Sure, absolutely.
For any other glowing things down here that I don't want to notice.
I found a bunch of glowing octopi, but no squids.
Darn it.
Giant glowing man-eating shark, but no.
That's
not
an 11
man, though. He's good.
Perception check.
A giant glowing shark-eating man. I'm swimming up behind you. You are a reef shark, but you didn't specify you're a reef shark
like
about
a titan,
that big.
Just like
Oh god.
You begin to make your way, being careful to avoid any of the sea ghosts as you make your way back through this kind of minefield of creatures, and your eye does catch something colorful in the water. Go ahead. I'm going to... Go ahead and give me either nature or survival or insight for this one, please.
Okay. Call it survival. That's a 15.
Okay. You see the flash of color and immediately think, oh, that's bioluminescent. Your survival instincts immediately kick in and the shark part of you goes, that's not good. I need you to make a dexterity saving throw for me.
No!
Oh boy.
It's okay, I'm great at this.
Your shark body might be.
It's a six.
Please, no, stop. Is there anything else you can do?
Pray.
Maybe turn into a shark again.
Call an ambulance.
A
shark that swims deeper more normally and has really good night vision.
This is a great suture, though.
You take 19 points of force damage. I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
No. You got smacked. Don't worry, guys. I'm great at that, too.
Nat 20.
That's
easy.
A five.
Fuck.
I think I've rolled six fours tonight.
Throw it away.
I like how you're so far away.
Toss
that
it.
We will never be able to save you.
We'll just see another pink mist. I'm like, oh, look, another one.
Consider swallowing that die.
I think that would be bad for me.
You're about to swallow a lot of damage.
Hang on.
I'm still a shark.
Give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Got a few more hit points of shark. And then another wild shape if I need it.
Sorry, I'm reading what happens here.
Krill. That's your next one. Shape into krill.
4 points of fire damage.
Fire?
And you are stunned.
Ah.
As you catch that glance and look over and immediately... An explosion in the water rocks across your face. There is a pop of fire under the water that burns you, but your mind can't even begin to comprehend as everything goes vibrating and distorting, and you can't even think straight as you begin to float aimlessly in the water for a moment. In your brief moment of stun, you perceive the faintest outline of some sort of carapace-like body swim mere feet from you, but does not see you. In that moment, the stun wears off as that is the end of its turn. As the end of its turn, because you were stunned for your turn, mm-hmm. You're back with the ability to move. What do you do?
Swim, dash, swim. I immediately turned back into a shark, and I...
Oh, you dropped shark?
It was 1 point more than
oh
shark.
Oh my gosh. So, okay, so you you wild shape out into centaur. Oh, that's interesting.
But then it's his turn, so you can just...
Okay, yeah, on your turn. Centaur. On your turn, yeah.
Been there. 6 seconds of centaur.
Okay. You immediately wild shape back into a shark. Spin and begin to... What is your right? Swim speed again?
40 feet. And just movement and dash action right back up to the surface.
I'm going to roll one more time to see if it does notice you departing. It has the same swim speed as you do. Perfect. Which means it can try to keep up with you. But we'll see what happens. And with a two, it does not. You sprint away from this place, hearing the sounds of whatever creature this is beginning to move through the space. The sea ghosts immediately begin to drift away, faster than they were ever moving before, begin to drift away from the spot that you were in as the physical pain is gone because you've wild-shaped back into another form, but the headaches are going to take a while to dissipate as you sprint back as fast as you can back to the void. As you return, I will say, who was anyone else out there trying to collect stuff while you were...
Yeah, I was looking for squid stuff too.
Go ahead and make a perception check while you're out there for me.
A what?
A perception check for me.
You did see a cephalopod. Some stuff.
What was the knack for it again?
2d6.
Oh my way.
What do I get?
That's a 14.
That
is not.
Yeah, 14.
Oh, wait.
14?
Oh, that would be really handy.
Fine.
Right now.
11 plus 17 11.
War, yeah. Priest.
Mm-hmm. You said perception?
Mm-hmm.
I got a 16.
15, with a 14 and a 16, there is nothing around here that gives you the sense that even if a squid was here, it would be around here. There's no sign of any bioluminescent
creatures.
Yeah, but
what about chalk?
There's no chalk under the water here, too.
Any kind of
stone. Oh, there's stone all over the place.
I'm so confident. I love it.
There's definitely stone all over the place.
What about a canvas? Like 12 feet in diameter.
But with your guys' perceptions,
yeah,
I would say you
powder,
can.
Stone powder, it says. Stone powder. That sand is stone powder.
There's no sand on the rock shelf. There's stone.
Then why do
here.
They call it sand and not stone powder beaches?
Okay, sand is glass powder.
Our black stone powder beaches.
Is sand classy stone powder?
With your
powder?
14 and your 16 perception checks, you are able to collect as much obsidian coral as you need to for your daily quota. And you can return.
I guess I should probably do that on my way back up, shouldn't I?
If you want to take the time to do that at the, because you have 3 more hours now, yeah, you can spend time trying to do that. I'll say it's easy enough for you to do. I'm not going to make you roll for it.
I've rolled for so many things.
So many things. Not greatly either. But as you, upon your return, you do you can speak with any of your fellow cellmates about what's going on.
Did you find anything?
You have something to say?
Yeah. What'd you find down there? Down there.
I guess kind of pulled aside into a cell or something.
Easy enough to do, yeah.
A Yankee by your vest.
By your curly little hair. I think I found the shipwreck.
Oh, really? What was the ship called? Not important. Okay.
Oh, I didn't even think about a name.
It's all right. We'll find it.
It was, well, I couldn't really see.
They're digging in the wrong ship?
It's good.
They are digging in the wrong place.
I had no idea what that was.
Wow.
I'm with you.
Thank you.
I love old stuff.
I figured you.
Oh, it must have been not the first season of Doctor Who.
You are an avowed Indiana Jones fan.
It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
I love old things.
Not old things.
Oh, I thought it was a BBC thing from pre-World War II.
It's maybe my favorite movie ever made, but it was just right there, you know?
Which Indiana Jones is that? Raiders of Crystal Skull? Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, old movies like Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Well, I knew it wasn't Dial of Destiny, so I had to assume it was the next best thing. Okay,
so I swam just straight down for 25 minutes.
All right.
That's the bottom is quite deep. it took that long just to get to the bottom of the ocean, and then it was another. I think I found those ghosts that everyone's been talking about. The sea ghosts. I stayed away from them because everybody keeps talking so scared about sea ghosts, and so I didn't figure out to mess with them if I could avoid it. And then while I was swimming around, I found a shipwreck, and there were masts, and there was a big hole in part of the ship. And so I was swimming around in the ship, but there's a door that was closed on the inside, and it had been like all stoned over. I think just it's been at the bottom of the ocean for too long, and I didn't have a way to get it open easily and still be a shark.
You don't have opposable thumbs when you're a shark.
I didn't even have regular thumbs.
Did somebody say stone? I'm looking for some stone dust.
Opposable are the regular
stone
thumbs.
Powder.
According to you.
Alright, so I'm going to go down there and bullshit my way through some obsidian coral today. Tomorrow, let's go shiftsies, you and me, and I will accompany you. I can actually probably get us down there faster than you could.
Really?
I'll show you tomorrow. Don't worry about it. I'll show you tomorrow.
Worry about it.
And me and Connie will try to get some squid ink.
That's a good idea. Divide and conquer.
And if I'm going to keep my eyes open for a squid, because if I can see a bioluminescent squid, I'll just...
Turn into a squid and squirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Be able to emulate the squid.
Yeah. And also...
That's how being a druid works. You just have to see it, and then you can be it.
Mm-hmm.
That is how he's pretty explained much. It. Yeah.
Just see something. And
druids are big on
it.
Manifestation, man.
Wait, could you be? I won't pick on you. Could you turn yourself into a big rabbit?
Probably not. Well, maybe that big. I don't.
I mean,
I could definitely turn myself into a rabbit.
What would you say you are, like a two?
I want to do a history. Do a history check. See if the rabbit's that big.
Yeah, make a
natural 20.
More. More importantly, have I ever seen a rabbit that is person sized?
Seven. With a seven? Oh, you've heard stories.
Yeah.
Hey, you'll never believe what number I just rolled.
Seven.
I rolled a four.
Four.
Get a new dice. You got a thousand you guys, in your tackle
box. I don't even know
box.
What check I was rolling. I but it's
No, I mean, stories have been told in the city of Eldamar of
biggle rabbits.
I mean, the
were rabbit.
The Lapagos Islands are full of massive rabbits. Bigger than most humans.
Grawlus and Womit.
I could maybe turn into a big rabbit. I can't do it today.
All right, cool.
That would be a maybe something to test out on a different day when I'm not using my stuff so much.
Oh. Do you, out of game, do you have Pass Without a Trace?
I believe I do.
Okay, cool. Just ask him for a friend.
Oh, I sure do.
Okay. Can we fast forward to tomorrow if no one else has anything to do today?
Oh, I did want to do one.
Aw, damn it.
Well... Here's the thing. I think I'm going to request a much bigger blanket for our friend Kestis here.
I need a big blanket too because I toss and turn.
That's right.
I like to tuck the blanket under my feet, so I need at least two extra feet so you can raise and it falls and then,
Yes, you raise and then it swings under and then you...
Come on.
So I'd like to go acquiring bigger blankets.
I also want to kill the guys that are running this place.
I don't think that's a good idea.
And I mean,
yes, and
you are going to try to acquire more fabric to make more blankets.
Blankets for Kestis. He's cold. He's catching a chill.
Make a deception check.
Just call him Kestis.
Kestis.
There's an extra syllable that no one's ever used before.
I think we all heard that, and it just sunk in, and now we're saying that, but we don't even know what we're doing, Kestis.
Kestis. Okay, wait, deception, where's my...
It just gradually changes to Kestis.
24.
The quartermaster's like, oh, yeah, that makes perfect sense, especially how large he is. You gotta make sure that he's fully covered at night so that he's
gotta
stay warm.
More coral.
Believe it or not, hypothermia is still a factor down here.
I had no idea. That's so fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I should get a couple of more blankets just in case. I don't want to catch the hypothermias.
Oh, you're small. You'll be fine.
Oh. If you say so.
You have a friend that's a hairless cat.
Oh, and a friend that's naked all the time.
Oh, well, he definitely needs one.
I'll need a bigger blanket then. He's getting poorly.
So what?
That's why he's in here.
Public indecency.
Yeah, you didn't think that.
So
was
I got Mario sent
to the
boy.
Yeah, so you can get a couple of larger swashes of fabric under the nose of the quartermaster without any suspicion.
Beautiful. And one day we're going to combine all of our blankets. Mm. So keep that in mind.
To make a big blanket for a fort?
Oh, exactly. You've got it. Also, if this
you're
time
do
best
it.
Jail ever.
You're going to make
I never want to leave.
You're going to make the canvas and Cass is going to be there. He's like, I thought we were using that for a fort later.
You know what we
should
do?
What am I
going to
sleep with?
Yeah, I'm kind of cold. Shut up, Kestis.
Kestis is just shivering alone in his cell.
All you hear is just like his little feet just clopping in the corner.
Having his DTs from his suit of armor.
Yeah. Like, still dealing with that too.
You can have my blanket. I have a space heater in my shell.
Well, you don't get cold anyway, don't you?
Nope.
Actually, okay. He has another being, another sentient being living in his shell.
Zook is just marginally
Speaking
slower than he's ever been before.
Pothole is living in Zook's shell.
Yes.
Where's that damn frog?
Oh, that's a great question.
Where's definitely Lawrence? Exploded
Did
that frog.
Did the kids keep Lawrence?
I'm going to assume
he's collected everything on the list for us.
I thought you gave Lawrence to the kid.
No. I think I gave Lawrence to
you. Did
William?
Give him to William.
I forget the kids.
I'm glad you remembered that. That would be very embarrassing.
Yeah, Lawrence is with William. He's not here.
Oh, yeah. Like,
oh shit!
And then Lawrence.
Can I retcon that and have my frog back? Can I have the frog back?
No, you may not.
I like the idea that you have
I miss my frog.
Yeah,
you
how
continue
about?
To talk to the frog, but only because you're hallucinating.
Yeah, I'm hallucinating the other voices.
Okay.
I did want to do one other thing.
Yes.
After the work day, can I please cast Locate Object to see if I can find some hay? Or straw?
Surely they have straw for his bed.
That's what I thought. I figured.
And his.
Where's the quartermaster's? I need straw for my bed and I need a big old blanket.
Yep, need to talk to the quartermaster.
What kind of litter are they? Oh, what kind of litter are they going to use?
And
for
also,
this guy?
I could really use, I don't know, one amethyst and two emeralds and a topaz.
I'm thirsty
for squid ink.
We're trying to get tattoos. Tell him we're trying to get tattoos, so we need squid ink.
So and rock dust.
So
scarification.
Straw you do not find.
There's no straw?
No.
Not even the mattress. I just sat down on it and I realized it's pretty poor quality.
Yes, because the inside of it is made of some sort of loose powdery
chalk.
Loose powdery material.
Named rock.
Kind
dust.
Of loose powdery material.
Yeah. Almost like
kinetic sand.
Flour.
No,
skin cells,
almost like some sort of a.
Oh my god! I really am trying to listen. I'm sorry, KP.
No, you're fine. Almost some sort of like a sawdust, but not made of wood.
What's it taste like?
You're gonna lick it.
Oh. Like a mattress.
It's seaweed.
Yeah, lick a mattress. Great idea.
It's probably satia.
Seaweed sawdust. It's.
Pretty sure seaweed salt is
that'd
the only
be a
prostitute
big old five for my con saving throw. Oh wait, is it? It's not magic, is it?
Nope.
No, I didn't think so.
Hey, my
the
friend,
disease you're about to catch.
My friend's a little lonely. Anyone
you take
point to
three
the,
points
the
of poison damage, and you are poisoned until you take a long
wait,
rest.
What is it?
She doesn't know, but it tastes terrible.
It's not. Oh, tell me that's sounds so close to my face.
When things taste
no,
bad,
how many times
do you feel like you've been
poisoned? Stop snipping random powders.
No. Question for Calvin.
No, no. Okay. I do not.
It's just like a little insight. I thought.
Yeah.
All right. Next day.
Yeah, because then I won't be poisoned.
I just want everyone to know that he's thinking about. You know, killing the jerks who run this place.
Okay.
You know, just everyone know that.
The following day...
Wait, do we have that conversation the night before? Like, when we all get together for a nightly
rendezvous? Yeah. Okay. I would like to actually have that conversation.
Sure, go for it.
Okay, hey, guys.
The floor is yours.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to say...
Don't eat the mattresses.
Why?
Don't.
No.
Why did you
why?
Think you would need to explain that to us?
She's. We're having this meeting, and she's just sitting on the exposed toilet in your cell the whole time we're all talking.
She just draped her chest, this giant blanket over her. So we can't see her in her shame.
What was that sound you were making a minute ago? That's all yep. you hear. Attic and basement.
So... Those guys who run this place, they're really bad.
I mean, yeah, but you're not exactly going to have a nice person running an inmate-led prison society.
Well, it seems like maybe we should. I mean, we're all kind of like equals here, right? We've all been sent here by the powers that be.
Yeah, but at the same time, some people are more equal than others.
I don't know. That, nope. Nope, that does not jive with me.
All right,
are you okay with that?
I mean, I'm okay with not getting literally dismembered by someone's bare hands.
By who? There are three of them.
Yes. There is a little bit of concern that some people outside of just the three of them prefer the order the way it is. There's also a concern that if you get rid of the figureheads and you don't immediately replace them with a stronger figurehead, then more people are just going to start, like, are you ready to get shanked by 18 different people all vying for leadership?
So it sounds to me like you are basically buying the nonsense rhetoric that's been fed to you to keep you under control, just like the rest of these people. None of this
buddy.
Is real.
I'm on swim duty tomorrow.
That's why we're leaving, though. We don't need to change the order of things. We're not staying here.
And you know who we're getting
out? We're going home.
The good people. People that are here under religious persecution, like myself.
Wyatt's pretty pissed off that he didn't get a whole lot of answers or a whole lot of chance to have any answers. So he kind of looks at Connie and says, "You can either get on board or I'm just going to do it myself. One of the two."
Wait, on board with what? Wyatt, I feel like you're giving me an ultimatum and I don't know what my ulta or matum are.
That's exactly how that works.
I'm either getting some answers or just dying.
Oh, what's his name that runs this place?
Yeah.
I'm on board.
I got no, I care nobody about nothing about his cronies or anything else, but.
I would just like to clarify, if you could wait until tomorrow evening.
Listen, I'm not saying.
Can I finish?
Sorry, I really apologize.
I would like to go to the mess hall and get popcorn for those of us that aren't stupid enough to also try this harebrained scheme, no offense. Whoa. I will not be trying to kill that guy.
I hope I feel good enough for the popcorn.
Listen, I just want to be clear here. I'm not suggesting that we do it right now. I'm suggesting that we have a calculated plan for taking care of this, but I don't think it's right for us to leave this place under their control. They're monsters.
As are most of the people that are here, yes.
And if we can get rid of them, I think maybe we could unite the people down here so that maybe we could all get out of here. And frankly, with all of us trying, I think we have a better chance at success.
It would be a great idea for us to free Tom Shanks. I agree.
Sean Shanks.
Yeah.
Some people don't want to leave.
Yeah, that's fine. They don't have to leave.
And then what?
Without but some people need to stay. Not everyone in prison is wrongly imprisoned. Listen,
but they don't need to stay and continue to be punished by these assets.
I mean,
I think it's quite pertinent that we leave as quietly as we can.
I mean, we can find a couple good people. After we
kill the bad guys.
Oh, what if instead of that being our thing, you start some sort of whisper campaign and inspire someone else to do it once we're gone?
Quiet insurrection.
That way, that can provide a distraction for us on the way out. They may not be paying attention to the fact that a handful of prisoners are gone.
I like that idea. I'll sleep on it. How do you like that? Maybe we don't do the killing.
But or at least save it for the moments that we're ready to leave.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Like a parting shot.
Connie, that doesn't get me any answers.
Oh, he makes a good point, too.
I mean, I liked your idea because it involved other people getting their spines broken that are not a member of this party, but whatever.
Maybe we could get the answers without killing him and then kill him at the end. Or convince someone else to kill him. Listen, I just...
Do you remember that play, The Dark Knight Rises? When he goes into the sewers and faces Bane. Because there's never anything in the world tougher than me.
Can you do the voice?
Dark Knight. Which voice are you talking about?
Both of them. Like, just do the voices as you recount the story.
Okay, so, yeah. So what's happening is, oh my god, Batman, he's this way.
Who was that one?
Deception check. No, performance check. I want a performance check.
That was Catwoman.
Okay, yeah, okay, I'm fine.
It can't be word for word. You have to alter it a little bit.
You gotta change it a little bit.
Okay, fine. That's true. We will get a strike.
Crap Man
goes down into the sewers where the crap is to fight Rain.
He loves it down there.
He loves the sewers. Goes to fight Rain.
Uh-huh.
Rain is this big bad guy that everyone's terrified of. No one crosses Rain.
Yeah.
Except for Crap Man. Yeah. Goes down there. And he finds Rain.
Yeah.
And he says, you don't know who you're messing with.
Yeah.
And he decides, I'm Crap Man.
Wait.
I give it. I don't take it from anyone. So he goes right up to Rain and gets his shit pushed in, bro.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Whoa, I don't remember that part. He what?
Crap Man catches the biggest L of his life, gets his spine broken, and sent off to Lord's only know where. But he thought,
did you just have a micro stroke?
No.
Okay.
I'm Crap Man. No one can ever beat me. I'm the main character of this story. It's not Rain Rises, it's Crap Man Rises.
Which one are we?
You guys are Crap Man right now, thinking that you can just walk right up to the big bad and say, well, I know you've been able to keep things going copacetic in this place by use of physical force, but we're going to out-physical force you. How do you think that's going to go?
Well, that's not what I'm saying. Listen, I think your perspective is a little skewed because they want it to be. You're seeing everything as a you versus them. It's not a you versus them. It's a them antagonizing everyone, and everyone needs to be involved in putting an end to it. Not one person, everyone.
I think you might want to do a grassroots survey and see who really hates being under his charge. I mean, personally, as someone that's been here before, things are probably the best they've been in a while right now.
Or is that the narrative that has been fed? Besides one
My nose is bleeding.
Connie, maybe tell it to us in terms of allegory using Crap Man and Rain.
Please don't. Okay, no. I'll sleep on it.
So what happens is when Crap Man comes out.
I appreciate you keeping the characters ambiguous, because me and my son have not seen that play yet.
Oh, yeah.
I did not want to be spoiled.
That's all first act stuff. You're good.
Oh, okay.
Did he tell you he was going to wait until you got back to see it?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
All right, everyone can rest for the evening.
That kid saw it with his friends like weeks ago.
Everyone rest for the evening with plans to continue on the following day. The next day arises and everyone can begin to enact some of their plans. What do you guys want to do? What are your plans you guys want
to
do?
I'd like to see these two guys go first, personally.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, really
see how this unfolds.
What?
We just got done saying that it wasn't going to be an immediate thing.
They don't listen
yeah,
to anything.
Yeah, but then why
is
that's not
going to
work for me, bro?
Huh?
Why did you say
no,
that?
No, he said not.
I did. I'm just saying.
He
like,
said
I'm,
what's not going to work for him is that he wouldn't get any answers if we just kill the guy and leave.
I mean, Sasha said I was a monster and I aimed to find out. Maybe I'm the monster to fear. I don't know. I'm just saying I need answers.
Listen.
Right.
If we find out you're the monster, I say we just unleash you on them. Just
so
put that bee in
that,
your
okay.
bonnet, all right?
Create a diversion, get him by himself. Nobody knows.
I just
knows.
Pull the ripcord and I walk away.
Nobody has to know.
How much damage
Big explosion
can you do with your fists again?
In the background.
I have shanks now. It's not my fist.
They're readily available. There's literally a pile.
I don't know. Tom Shanks holds on to those.
You have tight. You have a bag of 1,000 shanks, right? And you can use them one at a time.
You can use all your shanks at once.
My little jacket is like, if you open it up, it looks like the guy from Boondock Saints, where he's just, the inside
yeah.
is just
Oh, Willem Dafoe's character when he sneaks in at the end.
Wyatt is constantly bleeding under his jacket.
We established last week, because I was checking all the pockets and all the clothes that came in the commissary, that there is a pile of shanks that gets tossed out
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah, Shank mm-hmm. Mountain.
Yeah, Shank Mountain.
Shank Mountain. Oh,
nice. I mean,
oh, wait, Shank Grilla was right there.
You weren't here.
Yeah, and we struggled. Yeah. We suffered because of it. So
sorry, guys.
Don't we ever.
I just won't ever be a good dad it. Ever again.
Yeah, I wish you wouldn't.
Wow. Okay, moving on.
Atticus doesn't even care that much.
Is this a new episode?
It's a new day. What are we doing?
We're going to go to the bottom of the sea.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Do not. Are you coming with us?
We were gonna try to find the squid.
Okay, forget it. Never mind.
Squid hunting.
Don't turn into a shark. I've got something that's gonna blow your freaking mind.
Okay.
And I give him a 1 foot long strip of leather.
Mm-hmm.
And we go to like the end of like the dock before you jump in.
Yeah.
And I go, actually, that was theatrical. I'm gonna need that back for just a moment.
Okay. And I, and I cast Phantom Steed, and I hand him one. And then I cast another Phantom Steed because they last up to an hour.
Okay.
And they have 100 foot of movement speed. So a manta ray hits the water with a massive wingspan. And Michael Kelps is prepared to
Sick.
Go to the bottom of the
Michael
ocean.
Michael Kelps.
Yes. And I rain my
So you
manta.
Have you have 1 hour of breathing.
Yes.
And you're going to use these Phantom Steeds, which last how long?
An hour. And it'll take 10 minutes to get down there based off of the 40 feet of movement
oh,
speed and
math.
The amount of time that it would take.
Yes, he did.
Boom, hypotenuse,
yes.
sucker!
Yes, he did. And I, you know
I
what?
I
applaud him for doing that. Because that, I gotta respect it. I gotta respect it. Within 10 minutes, you guys, under the water as fast as you can.
Pass without a trace.
Yes.
Click, pass without a trace.
Does regular physics work here? Because they're gonna have to be real careful coming back up.
Probably.
We'll see what happens.
We'll get the bends, dude. We're trying to get gems, all right?
Oh, you're getting the bends.
Yeah, I told him beforehand we're going to have the bends.
You want the bends. You'll have this conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
So at the Pass Without Trace also lasts an hour, so as we're dropping in.
Go ahead and drop it in, yeah.
We're U-boats down
there. Bends for the gems.
Heading down, I need you both to make your stealth checks.
I'm not going to abandon this die.
All these are so bad.
Just do it. Plus 10, baby.
CRT.
30. Nice.
Ooh, wow. 23. Not 30, but still felt pretty good.
I mean, that's really good. Based on kind of a group stealth check, that's really, really good. You guys make your way down into the water, moving at a pretty decent clip. Using your direction, you find the massive boat where you once had it before.
It'd be strange if it wasn't there this time.
It's a ghost ship.
It is currently, as you approach, you do see the same thing that he mentioned to you. There is a forest, a proverbial forest of these sea ghosts slowly just kind of floating around this ship. So navigating through is going to take a little bit of finesse, especially with the speed that you guys are going at. You can slow down and lower the DC, but it's going to be just a straight dexterity check to avoid running into these ethereal kind of creatures as they float through the waters.
Does our super high stealth help at all?
It will raise the DC, or it'll lower the DC for sure.
I mean, it's like, wait, what?
It'll raise it. No.
Is this a dexterity check or is this an animal handling check?
What's that?
This is dexterity or animal handling?
This is dexterity.
Could it be animal handling?
This is a straight dexterity for
Can drew it. Come on. Get him to make it animal handling.
Just like, make it animal handling.
There's a massive difference.
Are phantom steeds
animals?
Explain to me what phantom steeds is.
Yes, I will.
Because we still have control over it.
Oh,
like
it's crazy.
Mount,
it just says animal
right?
Straight up.
It's just straight up animal. No, a large quasi-real horse-like creature appears on the ground in an unoccupied space of your choice. Decide its appearance, but it's equipped with saddle, bit, and bridle. Any equipment created by the spell vanishes in a puff of smoke if it's carried more than 10 feet away from the steed. For the duration, you or a creature you choose can ride the steed. Creature uses statistics for a riding horse, except if it is except it has a speed of 100 feet and travel 10 miles in an hour or 13 miles at a fast pace. When the spell fades, the steed gradually fades, giving you a minute to dismount.
I'm going to disregard the word quasi horse-like, and we're going to go ahead and
Sorry, we're seahorses.
It's fine. I'm fine with manta rays. 100
foot per round seahorses.
Yeah.
Two male pregnant seahorses.
You know what? Sure. Based on the fact that it is some sort of a weird animal-like creature, you can use animal handling. I will allow that.
Amazing.
Wonderful. Amazing.
Animal handling run into a sea ghost.
I'm not using animal handling.
Kowtow to him.
I will never kowtow.
Just roll one of these neck for it.
Oh my gosh. I got a 12.
It's a three on the die.
Oh no, this is L4.
A plus 9 for animal handling makes it 12. Plus another 6 is an 18.
18.
And 12.
12. You are going to run into some of the kind of tentacle-like appendages of this thing. I need you to make a wisdom saving throw as you touch it.
So wise.
So wise. 16.
16. You are not paralyzed. But you do take 4 points of poison damage from these.
Delicious.
But yeah, as you touch it, you immediately feel just like this jolt of pain up your arm, and it goes numb for a moment as you kind of like pull your steed away from the large creature. You do notice as you went by it, both of you notice this actually, they do seem to begin to gravitate towards you. They weren't doing it when you were a shark, but you two, for some reason, they are moving in your direction more often than not. But the one that touches you, you pull your arm away, and it slowly kind of just lowers its arm before, with a little bit more vigor, begins to like slowly pulsate towards you, like kind of trailing itself in your direction. But moving as fast as you can, you outstrip it fairly easily.
Just like pointing towards the hole in the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy enough to do. You approach the hole in the ship. Go ahead and make a perception check as you reach this point. Is there light being cast?
I have dark vision.
Okay.
Do you have any sort of... I was going to try not to cast anything until we were in a spot where that was a little more advantageous. You said perception?
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty blind at the moment.
Okay.
But if you can see...
horses are holding tails, right?
I was going to say, I'm going to let you sort of lead the way for now.
It was cute.
Once,
it wasn't cute.
What's wrong with daisy chaining?
I don't know. It sounded bad.
As long as you know Urban Dictionary daisy chaining, I think it's fine.
Yeah, but you're right.
I have to.
But everything's bad in Urban Dictionary.
True.
Yeah, we'll just say that you just hold on to, you know...
For now, there's no reason for me not to be a shark right now.
I mean, in order to find the ship and find where you went before without him having to, like, search it out... then yes, you would need to be something that can see down here. Because otherwise, you are going to be the blind leading the not blind, but doesn't know where he's going.
So I think, let's just, I will be a shark.
Okay, that's fine.
Now that we're down here.
Now that you're down, absolutely, yeah. No, I like that. That's wonderful. Incredible.
Okay, your steed evaporates.
Oh, I'll miss it.
Sorry, I didn't have a soul. I don't tell them that.
Do you don't want to maintain the steed?
Why don't you just keep it?
I think once like they... separate for a minute? I'll, while you're doing that, I'll clarify.
Sure.
Have it hold on to a shark tail and they never have to separate.
Just a gentle chomp on the tail of the manta ray.
Yeah, as long as it stays close to you, you're good. So, okay. I can just trail you.
I was going to say, yeah, because otherwise you're going to have to recast in order for him to get back up quickly.
Yeah, sure.
A huge pain in the ass.
But I could also make it up.
Oh, you also could go up on your own. Yeah, you are a shark.
You can do it two more times, so you got 3 hours of shark.
I've got 6 hours of shark today.
There you go.
What a weird thing.
New perception check? Is that what we're doing?
No. This would... Yeah, go ahead and make a perception check.
23.
You are 23? Thank you.
20.
Yeah, using collective... Math. Using the collective knowledge of you knowing where it is and you being able to see much better than... being able to see further out. Not better. Further out. Almost like a grainy night vision. You can kind of make out shapes and objects with your dark vision in this... pretty much total darkness. But he points you to the inside of the ship where you do find the interior of it is, again, kind of bare and empty. You do find several bones and plates of armor in different places inside this ship. It looks like there were people inside the boat when it sank and have been down here for quite a while because it's mostly rusted away or covered in some sort of natural fungus or algae. But he points you to the door, and as described, it is a massive solid wooden door with a bar and a very comical lock on the front of it. But given the amount of time it's been down here and the calcification that's happened, it looks like it's going to be a challenge to open.
Okay. I'm going to try a couple different things. Sure. First thing I'll do is just try a straight up lock pick.
Go for it. Are you proficient in thieves' tools?
Absolutely not. Can I forge the lock?
I am.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
If you've got plenty of sharkies, you might as well just unshark.
I've got one more shark, but now that we're down here and we found it, I might let you sort of guide me and then just do this by feel.
Okay.
I mean, we're underneath, we're not like on the surface
correct.
Of the ship.
You are underneath the ship.
I'm going to go ahead and cast Dancing Lights now.
Okay. Easy enough to do.
Now that I know we're not in the wide open expanse.
Mimicking a very similar light to the sea ghosts that are out here, you can create a dull light in here that does illuminate the place.
Because I can only do a much larger light.
Yeah. Oh boy,
I can do sunbeam.
I can do daylight.
Jeez
Louise. Boom. It's not exactly sunbeam. Do you think they notice it?
Oh my gosh. Now, you do not have any thieves' tools, I believe.
I was going to see if maybe I could root around for a thin bone.
Easy enough to do. I would say you could probably find some sort of an object down here that would fit your task. Go ahead and roll your thieves' tool check. Will be your dexterity plus your proficiency. Perfect. And let's see what we get.
That's an 18.
And that is what you need to break this lock.
Think wide.
Not exactly, but very good. You did succeed.
Never mind.
You do break the lock, and it does come off with a little bit of force. So it is unlocked. However, the bar outside is still stuck. It is going to take a little bit of effort to remove it using physical force, especially down here in the water.
Can I...
use a cantrip instead of trying to break it with physical force? Can I try and sacred flame that thing?
Sure, go for it.
And considering we've seen fire or some sort of explosive force from the the reef hammers?
Whatever.
Kind of want to imitate that, but just on one spot.
Go ahead and make a do an arcana check for me. Just a straight arcana.
Check the arcane nature. 13.
Yeah. You're able to kind of try to find a way to finesse the sacred flame. Go ahead and roll damage for the sacred flame for me.
Okay. Oh boy, it could be good. Oh my god. Wait, no, that's a D10. Where'd all my eights go? Hey, 8 points of radiant damage.
You cast the radiant damage upon it, and you can see that it does seem to burn underwater, which is kind of a crazy thing anyway, but it doesn't seem to dislodge or break it in any way. It's more of just a burning effect, not so much a forceful impact as you would hope it to be.
Okie dokie.
I'm gonna cast Enhance Ability on both of us.
Okay.
And give us, let me just double check this, advantage on strength checks and double our carrying capacity.
Enhance is not a concentration check?
I don't have anything else that I'm concentrating on.
If you cast it twice, though.
It's at, if I upcast it.
Oh,
it
you're upcasting it. Right. Thank you. I was like, you're casting it twice. It's upcasting it. Very good. All
two
right.
of the strongest guys on the team. I've said this forever. We got this.
That's just how it is.
All right, so you're just going to try to brute force it.
I mean, we got a minute. We might as well.
We've both just gotten very strong.
You got shredded somehow.
I mean, I joined the swim team for a reason.
There you go. Go ahead and roll your strength checks for me.
With advantage.
With advantage. Yep.
Are they? Do you want strength or like better. Athletics?
If you
want
to use athletics, it's totally fine.
It's not gonna make a difference.
Oh, but that's very
didn't think
high.
So.
24.
16.
Oh. With a average of 20, you make the DC. To open, lift it up, it breaks away more than it does lift away, but you're able to move it and shove the door open, which opens up and scraping against the floor that is now bent and broken, reveals the tiniest of rooms, but a room that is chalked full.
Chalk?
He said chalk. Squid ink. It is
squid ink
filled
full of...
to the brim. With gold, jewels, and other items.
Okay.
And that is where we will leave you all tonight with the discovery of some very valuable items here at the bottom of the Black Bard. But we'll pick up next week with you guys figuring out if you can find some gemstones in there and seeing what's going to happen with Wyatt, Connie, and Caden. It's going to be fun. But until that time, thank you all so much for playing. Thank you all so much for watching, listening. This has been the Wild Magic School Bus. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye.
No.
Later losers. I had to do that last week. To the Wild Magic School Bus. We're so glad that you've enjoyed our little show as much as we have enjoyed making it for you. Be sure to come back Monday each week for a new installment, and make sure to follow us on your favorite podcast platform and leave a review while you're there. Those things really help us. Speaking of following, you can follow the show on social media too. Just search for the Wild Magic School Bus, and when you do, be sure to say hi. Want more than the average listener gets of us? Then our Patreon is the place for you. You get early access, ad-free episodes, and a whole lot more when you join us on the bus. Thanks again for joining us today, and until next time, beep beep.
Yeah, and one of them sings pretty all right. He sings all the time. No one bad could, you know. That's
right. No one bad has ever sung a song.
No.
Vader's Imperial March comes to mind.
Famously full of singing.
And Vader himself singing. And Vader sang it.
Just Darth Vader with a microphone.
Bum, bum,
bum. Dun, dun, dun.
In the hallway with the rebels in the end of Rogue One, he's just like, dun, 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 dun.
Can you imagine? Dun, 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 dun. You're a stormtrooper, like, that guy sucks.
Luke takes the mask off.
There's an auto tuner on his chest plate. Uh-huh. It makes so much sense.
Luke takes the mask off, and it's the beatbox guy from the, you know, that a cappella group.
Oh, is Biz Markie?
Biz Markie.
Is that another old joke?
I like that you're taking every joke as an old joke, though. Oh, you know, Batman. Oh, what? The Batman from 1950s?
You know, like old Batman? I mean, like Adam West? Because I'm so old?
Now we got, you know, like now we got Matt favorite, to laugh. That's a good one.
Favorite Joker. Oh, you mean Cesar Romero? Cesar Romero? No, Jesus.
No, the older one.
The older one?
Okay, yeah, but...
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.